After dismantling the swollen pride of those who were arrogant due to their baptizing, he later switches his focus to address those who vaunted about pagan wisdom, gearing his armaments against them with greater intensity. Regarding those who were inflated with pride over baptizing, he said, "I give thanks that I baptized no one, and Christ did not send me to baptize." He speaks neither passionately nor argumentatively, but vaguely hints at his intent in a few words, then quickly moves on. However, here he starts by delivering a stern rebuke, saying, "Lest the cross of Christ becomes null and void." Why then take pride in something that should prompt you to hide in shame? If this wisdom is battling against the cross and conflicts with the gospel, it is not a source of pride, but a cause for shame. For this was the reason why the apostles were not wise, not due to inadequacy of the gift, but to prevent the gospel from suffering. Hence, the type of people referred to were not those advocating the word, but rather its critics. The uneducated were the ones establishing it. This was able to curb vanity, suppress arrogance, and encourage moderation.